Good morning. Obviously, it's not Pastor Thompson, it's the giant antique. And we're celebrating the baptism of Jesus this morning. And he's off baptizing the little Thompson, so I guess it's a good day for that. We open our worship this morning with From God the Father, Virgin Born.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, January 11th, 2026 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Brian Featon. Our organist is Nancy Gunterman. The opening hymn is number 401, From God the Father, Virgin Born, number 401 in the Lutheran Service Book. Josh, Rachel, and Caleb Welker are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for the many blessings of the new year.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And by the stead and command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly things. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. To God on high. With you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading of the Word. The Old Testament reading comes from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, the first verse and following. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, and who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you us as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things I have come to pass, and the new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What is the tenth? The catechetical review in regards to the Ten Commandments. What is the tenth commandment?
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
What does this mean?
We should fear and love God so that we do not entice or force away our neighbor's wife, workers, or animals, or turn them against him, but urge them to stay and do their duty.
The epistle is recorded in the sixth chapter of Romans, the first verse and following. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we no longer are enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, that the life he lives to God. So you also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and for the Gospel of the day. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of the Lord, we turn to the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 405, "To Jordan's River Came Our Lord," hymn number 405 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
As you have probably seen, I'm not too steady on my feet. It seems that the tender years have taken away a few things and have not cooperated completely. So the elders have agreed that it would be better for me to preach from a chair than to have them read the sermon. Talk about a deal. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From the gospel of this day, we hear the words, "Let it be so now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Cousin John was baptizing in the Jordan and preparing many for the coming of the Lord. And so John said, as he had been foretold in Isaiah, he was a voice crying in the wilderness. He said, no more. A voice crying in the wilderness. Jesus had walked some 15 miles down to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. Now, we don't know if they had met prior to this. We don't know if they had visited cousin to cousin. We have no idea. Nothing is written. But we do know that they had knowledge of each other, and that as he came, John definitely knew that Jesus was the Son of the living God, without question. John had publicly stated he was coming and that he was not worthy even to untie the sandal strings of the Lord. And then Jesus came. Can you imagine what it must be like to turn around and say, "Hi, cousin. O Lord, be with me." It must have been an awesome thing for him to stand before the Son of God and then to say, "Would you baptize me?" John said, "Hey, it's really not appropriate for me to baptize the Almighty." And Jesus said, "For righteousness' sake, God in the flesh without sin would be baptized to become sin for us. He would take the sin of the world and put them on himself, whereas when we are at baptism, we take our sin and give them to Jesus." He was going to take the sins, his sins, to the cross for us. Now, when we consider what is happening, we really come to this point to see in this act of righteousness what is happening. He is taking the sin of the world upon himself. You say, okay, let's take a look at the inventory. The sins of the world. Genghis Khan. Adolf Hitler. Joseph Stalin. Nice bunch of guys. There are some ladies in this group too, but they are too numerous to mention. Not to mention you wouldn't know who they were anyhow. But all of the sin of all the world he took upon himself, and he took upon my sins and yours. He took all of the sin of the world upon himself and there carried that burden. No wonder it says he's a man of sorrow. Paul in today's epistle explains the duality between Jesus' baptism and ours. For as surely as we were baptized with Jesus into his death. So you have died to sin by being baptized into Jesus' death, and so then also you have Jesus' resurrection because he lives. He's not in the tomb. He lives. As I have been perusing from time to internet, you come up with some real whack jobs. I mean, they must have an IQ somewhere in negative numbers beyond anything you can think of. And they say that they have found a tomb with Jesus' body. Now, that's a good trick because he's not there. But then we have to remember that the name Jesus was a popular name. We also find out that there are other things going on. They found out that at the tomb of Jesus that's in the church named for his sepulcher, there really is a garden underneath that. Yeah. So every time they keep digging around, they keep finding out the Bible's right and they're wrong. That's good to know. The Bible is true. And some of these people are wrong. The old Adam died and is no longer enslaved to sin. Our baptism unites us with Jesus. But remember Pastor Clemens, and some of you do. He would say, the old Adam is drowned. Yeah? The sucker swims. We sin. We sin in thought, word, and deed. We sin at times when we don't even remember it because God has engineered us that we only remember 5% of all our screw-ups, which leaves us 95% to confess unto him that he would take them away. We're not under the law, but under grace. For God's gift of faith mercifully changes our lives that we may serve our Lord and our God. There's a very important event that John is blessed to witness, a rarity indeed. For even as Jesus is there, so comes the voice of the Father. There are few times in all of Scripture that you find the entirety of the Trinity in one place. And here John is able to see and to hear. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be there standing in front of the Son of the living God, and you hear the voice of the Father saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Translation, attaboy. You're doing things right. He's beginning his ministry. Now, we have some places that have said that they ought to be able to vote at 16. I don't think so. They have said that there are some who ought to be able to do things at 21. Yeah, that's fine. 21 is the age of majority when we can go and do lots of things. In Jesus' day, the age of majority was 30, and the average age was 35. There were some who lived a lot longer. But that's why Jesus started at the age of 30, the age of majority. And there he is standing, and God says, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." That word does not end at the baptism of Jesus with John. We need to hear him. What has he said to us? What has he called us to do? But to love one another as he has loved us, which is a pretty tall order, because sometimes, as much as we are nice, we are not often, occasionally, unlovable. For instance, have you seen a three-year-old throw a hissy fit in a grocery store? William, you can't deny it. It has happened. But of course you haven't done that. You're a good kid. But have you seen the things that happen? We are observing some of the most interesting things of humanity, in that there are organized protests against our government. Now, we can't say too much about that, because after all, that's how the United States began 250 years ago. But who's paying for those things? Why would you have a protest and suddenly find a pallet load of bricks parked in the middle of the park? Why would you want to drive into the middle of a protest? I leave those questions for you to answer. It is most important for us to remember that this approval shall come from the Father also when Jesus comes down from the cross, because he is buried. If you hear a buzz, it's George in my pocket saying my sugar's gone up. On the third day, Jesus' sacrifice is accepted because he is no longer in the tomb. The glory of the Lord came forth in such a way that Jesus rose from the dead, went down and proclaimed his victory to the devil, and came out of the tomb in glory. And he was seen by Mary. She saw his hands and his feet, and she ran to the apostles to say, "He's alive." Because he is alive, we too shall be alive. Because he is risen, so by faith we shall also rise on the last day. I know it's a ways off, but the farmers are already salivating, thinking about time to plant, looking at some of the great machines that need to be hauled out and greased and plugged in and all those wires checked. And then they watch the corn come up. A cemetery is like a cornfield, because someday the Lord shall have all of those graves open and life shall come forth. So then, may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in the true faith. Amen. We rise for the singing of the offertory.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend John Johnson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 217-732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us rise and pray. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have revealed your Son to us in the wondrous Epiphany and the Jordan. You also have revealed your name and blessing to us in Holy Baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Lord, preserve the family, especially all Christian homes. Turn husband and wife toward one another in love. Equip father and mothers for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. And preserve all children in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism unto life eternal. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty Lord, you sent your Son to serve your people and to deliver them from sin and death. Because we long for your salvation, bring us out of our afflictions and behold all those bruised in spirit, especially Carl Awe, Steve Sauer, John Beaver. We also pray for Rita Kleinschmidt, who has requested a prayer of thanksgiving for successful bowel surgery, and praying also for a swift recovery and return to full health. We know, O Lord, you know many who we do not know about but need your mercy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, in holy baptism you have opened the heavens to your children. Grant that all those baptized into your Son should worthily receive the heavenly feast of his body and blood for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, you have brought eternal life to us through the death of your Son. Grant that we who have come through baptism and have died to this world should ever more and more live to the resurrected life of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son. With your voice you directed us to the one who has borne our sins so that we may receive grace and forgiveness. Keep us, we implore you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized in accordance with your command and the example of your Son. Strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
The closing hymn is number 595, O Blessed Spring, hymn number 595 in the Lutheran Service Book. Please be seated. The senior high youth group games night in the senior high room. The junior high group movie night in the junior high Sunday school room.
Both groups meet from 3 to 4:45 p.m. Both groups please bring a snack or drink to share. So I have delivered as ordered. Go in peace.
Thank you.